This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Neil, the religious discrimination bill, to you, what stands out most about this bill?
Well, I think what's really important about the bill is that it fills a gap that's been present in Australian law for a long time. We have very patchy protection of the rights of religious freedom in our country, but one way that the rights of people to practice their faith are protected are through laws that make it unlawful to discriminate against someone on the basis of their faith. While a number of different states and territories have had such laws for a while, there's been no general federal law protecting religious discrimination, and indeed there's no law to this day in New South Wales, so that in theory someone could decide that they just don't like someone because they're a Christian or a Muslim or a Sikh and decide not to employ them or not to serve them in a cafe or something like that. So this is an important piece of legislation that fills a gap in this area.
So Neil, are you saying that this bill as it stands at the moment would help to stop discrimination against someone of a particular religious faith, not just someone of a religious faith, quote-unquote, discriminating against somebody else?
Yes. The answer is yes. It's designed to be, in the sort of metaphor that's sometimes used, it's designed to be a shield against people who are of religious faith being targeted by someone because of their religion. Somebody saying, for example, to a Muslim lady, you can't work here because we don't like you wearing your hijab or something like that. Those sorts of things. That's a protective purpose of the bill. The bill does also recognise, though, that when you're dealing with religious discrimination, discrimination is wrong where it's on irrelevant grounds. It's irrelevant if I'm going to look to someone to work in my coffee shop, that what religion they are. Mm. But it is relevant if I'm a religious organisation with a particular ethos and faith commitment, and I want to employ someone to be involved in teaching, say. And so what the bill and all the bills around Australia, all the laws around Australia have to do is to balance out these rights. And so this legislation does say there are areas where it is legitimate for religious organisations to prefer to employ people of the same faith commitments as they have so that they can carry forward their mission.
Neil, as it stands, do you think the bill is going to get through?
I really can't say for sure, I'm afraid. I would like to think so. I think it's reasonable. It's not a perfect piece of legislation, but it's pretty good. I think that it ought to be supported by by members of Parliament. And I think on both sides of Parliament, I've seen things from the Labor Party in the last few days where they're generally in favour of the idea of this sort of bill. So that's a good thing. Getting through the House is possible before Christmas if it's pushed forward, but it'll have to go to the Senate. There'll be a Senate inquiry, no doubt. Our Senate is a bit unpredictable at the moment. So it'll be in the new year, and whether it'll get through the Senate processes or whether it'll get caught up and not be determined before the election, whenever that happens, all that's a bit up in the air at the moment.
Yes.
But I think it ought to get through. I think it's a reasonable, moderate sort of piece of legislation. It doesn't unduly privilege one side or the other, as it were, in the various debates in our community. It simply restores the balance by providing protection for religious people.
So, Neil, do you see mainly positives for Australian society if the religious discrimination bill goes through, or are there some negatives we should be wary of as well?
I do see mainly positives, yes. I think it's generally something that should be supported. There are still going to be areas where there are going to be debates and discussion and difficulty. For example, one of the areas that's not clearly dealt with by the bill is if somebody who's a religious person makes a comment on something motivated by their faith outside working hours and then their boss tries to target them for that or discipline for that. That's not directly dealt with in this version of the bill, but it still can be addressed under what's called indirect discrimination in the bill. And so that'll be a matter that will have to be still litigated, possibly in some situations through the courts. So there are some gaps, there are some things it doesn't quite cover. But on the whole, I think it's a positive piece of legislation. And it's encouraging that it recognises, as a sort of starting point, that religious organisations should be allowed to operate in accordance with their faith commitments.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.